AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, it's the podcast.
Yeah, and you're here and get all your fishing tips from the great man Herb and also our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Don't get those two confused. And I spray the Aussies, yep, because you know what? The All Blacks beat us at everything, but we have an idea.
Ashley of Chindera, mate, congratulations. Ashley described the secret sound as it was the automatic opener on a car key. Well done, mate. $5,000 to Ashley at Chindera in the secret sound. Brand new one Monday, by the way.
Herb's underwater. He's catching brimming mullets. He's catching brimming mullets.
If fishing fails, get into scales.
Come in, Herbert.
How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, really good, Herb. Hey, I tell you, you haven't been out there for a while. You're any chance. What's happening over the weekend? I went down to Scales. I got myself a couple of pieces of great snapper. I mean, salmon over the week. It's beautiful.
You should have got the stuff that's in season, Spider, which is the whiting at the moment.
Well, I told Cherie I caught it. She goes, you caught Atlantic salmon out in the Cooma River. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Well, don't listen to Spider, everyone. This weekend's going to be a bit of a blowout. We've got a bit of a southeasterly run coming up the coast, which is going to be good, I reckon, because last weekend I seen some big dolphin fish out around the 24s and 32 fathom line up off the pin and down off Southport. Now, these fish weren't feeding, being in the northerly. The water's a bit green. The current's a bit running a bit stronger out wider. Hopefully this wind will bring in that current in the blue water. And by next weekend, hopefully we'll get the trawling gear out and we should be able to get some nice dolphin fish, a few black marlin in close. Doesn't matter though, because the estuaries are absolutely on fire at the moment. Mud crabs are still a bit slow. Try your luck with sand crabs.
How? Shouldn't they all be all flushed out with this weather, Herbie?
Well, I don't think we've had enough rain yet, Bridge. Like 10 to 15 mils at a time every now and again is not enough. We need a good 200-300 mil of rain.
Can you take your sprinkler if you live down near the if you live near the if you live down near the mangroves, can you just put your sprinkler on there and will they come out?
You could probably try that, Splider.
I'm a thinker.
Splider. And then the mozzies will come out too. It'll disturb all the mozzies. Yeah.
Well, there you go, everyone. If you want to feed a mud crab, put your sprinkler on and you can maybe get yourself a feed of mud crab. That's Splider's tip.
So your tip is go to Scales.
Well, they might have some mud crabs. But no, look, the sand crabs are running. So from Wadebreak Island right up through to the pin in the main body of the Broadwater, along any weed bank, scatter your pots around. Sand crabs are just as tasty as mud crabs, and they're a bit of fun too. Great fun for the kids. There are still plenty of whiting up around the council chambers along the Century Coast stretch of the Cooma and also down the Tweed as well. Mangrove jack are the ones that are firing up in the canals at the moment. Plastics, live bait. I don't usually keep mangrove jack. I usually let them go because they're so pretty and they're a nice ambush predator and they're a sport fish for the estuary. too pretty to eat. There's also been some barramundi getting caught. Very exciting.
That is good.
Herbert.
We don't get very many barramundi, but they are around, and as this water heats up, we will start to get a few. But remember, it is coming into closed season for catching barramundi, so you can't keep them in closed season, even down here.
Herbert, if you were to believe the news story during the week, a prawn shortage for Christmas, they reckon the prices are going to go through the roof.
Not down at Scales, they won't. I tell you, they'll have more prawns than you can poke a stick at because it'll be prawn and season. Prawn and paradise down there. Oh, jeez, I can only just spit that out. No, look, Scales always got the good stuff down there. And, look, get on the app, order your stuff early even, and get your bookings in for Christmas because they'll have the gear you need. They're great blokes down there too.
And I love it every time you're on and you talk like that, Herb. AJ just hovers over this dump button just thinking, oh no, what's he going to say?
No, it's all above board here, AJ. You know me by now.
You're right, mate. You done?
Have a good weekend, guys. Stay safe on the water. Over.
What about six? Whoa. Oh, Mozzie.
I had no idea what you were doing.
I thought AJ. It's a very low buzzing mosquito, I'm afraid.
I want to hear AJ's Mozzie. That's actually very good, darling. Oh, they're annoying, aren't they?
Oh, they
How
are.
How bad are they at the moment?
They are exceptionally bad with all the recent rain. And council's doing their thing, getting the spraying underway up the northern end of the coast. Your way, Spider.
But what are they like southern end? Because, you know, under the dome, it's terrific. Well, as soon as you drive out of the dome, it is like a mozzie fest. We don't go out of the dome now because there's too many mozzies. But are they like north and south?
Yeah, they breed them big in the south.
Yeah, they do. They do. You get those big Scotch mozzies. They're like those. What are those planes that carry the choppers in them? You know.
The C-17 Hercules.
And they're like Hercules. No, they are massive. I put it on my Insta page the other day, and one looked like a nipple on my thigh. It was that big.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, they're massive.
We should put them in a jar and send them over to King Jong Un.
That'll do the job. Because they are big, they're itchy, they're crazy, and they're violent, aren't they?
Now, Peter, I would have thought that you'd have some remedies because you do have a show.
The Great Australian Doorstep.
Yes. Apparently you're an expert on camping. So how do we eradicate, or what are the best ways to keep mozzies away?
I'll give you some of my ideas. But 13, 27, 10, we want to get your ideas on your best mozzie remedies. As they say, they are thick and fast now. At the moment, I'll give you my one, but we do want to know yours.
And we're giving you a chance to see Murder on the Orient Express. Sounds like a mozzie attack. With Penelope Cruz, Judy Dench and Johnny Depp, your mozzie remedies. You would have heard Rod's news. They've started spraying in Pimpamar, Upper Coomera and Ormo this week. We have mosquitoes on the way. We're looking for your mosquito remedy right now. Now, good mate Rick of Narang, what do you got, Rick?
Guys, look, just especially when you go to bed, you know what I mean, and at night in summer, and you've got a couple of mozzies in your room. What I do is I just hide under my shed until I go away. And like last time it happened, I was here for 3 days, but they did it. It did work.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, well, sometimes that's the only way. You talk about all these remedies and people say you should have Vegemite or you should, not eat bananas. You got all the coils. For me, there is only one thing, and that's Bushmans.
Yeah, you got me on a Bushmans.
That's the only way. And you know what? Bushman's is good for a couple of things. One, to keep the mozzies away. The other one, if you ever get grease for mechanics and grease on your hands and camping when you get all the coal and whatever, straight onto your hands, cleans them straight up.
Anthony at Labrador, how are you, mate?
Good, Jay. How's yourself?
Good, thank you.
The mozzie.
And Bridge and Spider, how are we today?
Good, Anthony. What's your remedy?
Hey, this has been handed down from the cave people generations of the world. Yeah, what you do, right?
Buy
and get your nail, right? And you turn around, and where you get bitten, you get your nail, and you put your nail one way, and then you turn your nail around and go the other way, and it makes a cross. Right? And it gets rid of the itch.
Yeah, it does.
But the thing is, my dear, and everybody, but you still have to use your hands because you get that many of them, right? And one stage, when it's up at Cara, we had the fire going, and me and my son, no word of a lie, I was hitting them with a rake nail that big. Unbelievable. They pick you up and carry you away.
Well, it would be with the size you are.
Here, these little tiny black ones, everybody. They've been around for bloody last month or something. I've been getting them in the garage every night, getting itchy all the time.
Anthony, you remind me of the magic dragon and the kid on the back of a mozzie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anthony, and this will be a beauty. Derek of Budgerabar. Hello, Derek. What do you got?
Hello. What you do is you get a Viagra tablet. You crush it up very fine into a very fine powder, and you sprinkle it around your room. Now, the mosquitoes go down and eat some of the crushed-up Viagra.
Oh,
now, what it does, it doesn't actually kill them, but every time you swat a mosquito, you get two mosquitoes for the one swat.
Now, it's happened again overnight in Melbourne this time. We discuss it quite a bit, and there are times when it needs to be looked into, and I think it's another time. A 96-year-old bloke driving a car in Melbourne has lost control.
Well,
you've seen the vision. Describe what happened.
Well, he was parked in at a hospital, out of all places, and it looks like instead of going backwards, he's gone forwards. He's come straight out of the hospital car park, straight down an embankment, and we're not talking you know, 2 or 3 metres. We're talking 50 metres. Just missed a tree, which would have cleaned up the car. And we're not talking 2 or 3 kilometres and just rolling. We are talking flat knacker, 40, 50 k's down this embankment out of a car park and not into another car, on top of another car.
Can I give a personal example? My mother is now 85. She has macular degeneration. In other words, she's losing the sight in one eye. So she lost her license. They took the license off her about 3 years ago, which I think is a good... I
mean, how do they take it off her, though?
Well, through medical records. She went for a test. A driver's license test, and it turned out that they took the license off her because they cited that her eyesight wasn't up to standard.
It's really tough because I know older people who are fully in control of their faculties and they're really good on the road. I mean, Exhibit A, Your Honour, AJ. He proved last week in Newcastle at his age he's a great driver, darling.
At my age. My God, at 79, I'm driving so well. Thank you, darling.
And, well, Rod McLeod, is there any legal, like, what is the go? Do you have to sit a driver's license test every couple of years?
I've got a feeling it's every year for a certain age that you, in New South Wales it is at least anyway, you have to have your eyes tested. And that's the bare minimum. But yeah, it's a hard thing because your parents are the people who taught you how to drive in most cases of our generation. And it's the whole independence thing as well. Getting around without relying on others, it's a tough call.
13, 27, 10.
You want them to stay alive.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. 13, 27, 10. We want to know if, well, when should the time come? Should they test them every 5 years? Should you be tested at 65 when you're receiving the pension? Should every time you renew your license, should you get it renewed? I reckon there's people in their 40s who actually should be resitting tests.
Bridge, remember,
you've seen me come into the car park, haven't you, Spidey?
My friend, he drove me into the studios at Sydney this morning at 47.
Bridge, remember a few years ago that really tragic situation with Peter Lawler and his daughter. Remember Peter Lawler, the former member for Southport, and his daughter? Remember she was crushed between two cars?
That's right.
A few
that's
years ago and lost her leg. And incredibly now, she's involved in canoeing now. She's amazing. She lost a leg and she's an Australian canoe specialist. But, you know, like, it's a real problem, isn't it?
It is, because you want your parents to have their independence and it's kind of that last bastion of independence. They know they're really old when their licence is taken off them. But you want them to be safe as well.
What do you think?
But we are talking about, you know, there's a 96-year-old driver ran out of a car park down a massive hill, just missed a tree and straight not into a car, over another car. 96 years of age, saying, you know what? What age do you have to surrender your licence?
Paul at Arundel, you got a story about your mother.
Well, it mattered not any difference what age she was. She was just a bad driver. She had more hits than Elvis in her motor vehicle. Anyway, one day she rings me up and tells me that her car is stuck on a fence. Yeah. I'm going, are you for real what? So I go to wherever the car was. She had an HQ station wagon at the time with a tow ball on the back, and she'd reversed into a fence and got the tow ball stuck on the rail of the fence, which made the back wheels airborne. So she is actually stuck on this fence, and then I went to where she was. I had to get two other blokes that were walking down the street, put the car into neutral and push it off the fence to get the back wheels back onto the ground.
You couldn't do that if you tried to.
No, I know. She's pretty bad.
Lou, what do you reckon?
G'day, mate. Look, I reckon I'm 68, right? And I reckon I drive a lot better than a heck of a lot of P-platers out there. I don't reckon that they should throw a blanket over everyone. I've been driving since I was 18. As I said, I'm 68 now, and very minimal fines and very minimal bingles, mainly when I was younger. But no, I don't think that they should throw a blanket over everyone.
I was going to say, should they have a little bit more testing then throughout, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, just make it a bit more regular or random?
No, I don't think so, Spider. I reckon that maybe when you turn 70, a driving test, and maybe every 5 years after that.
Thanks for your calls. And Paul, congratulations, mate. You're off to see Murder on the Orient Express in cinemas on Thursday. It's with Penelope Cruz, Judy Dench and Johnny Depp. You don't go with them, you go to see them at the movies. Well done.
He's four
the
kids.
Father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize.
And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Now, don't you knock a Kiwi, because I'm a Tasmanian and we're cousins.
Yeah, well, so. I'm not
and
knocking.
And he's brave if he does. He lives with married one.
Yeah, look, I'm not knocking the Kiwis, but you know what I want to do? My spray is, I just want to beat the All Blacks because every day, everything, that's the only thing, that's the only thing New Zealand can hold their hat on or put their hat on is the fact that the All Blacks are so good. And it doesn't matter, we can beat them in everything else except we cannot beat the All Blacks. And it frustrates me. I hear about it every day. I dream about beating them. Even my son considers going for the All Blacks considering he's half Australian and half Kiwi. So credit to where credit is due. I am going to be spraying Australians because all I want to do is beat the All Blacks. The idea, how's this? What do you reckon of this, Bridge, AJ? The idea of Australia, you know, the Kangaroos, the Cronks, the Smiths, the Thurstons, these guys taking on the New Zealand All Blacks.
I like it. It's a hybrid game. They're talking about playing it in Japan?
Japan. Well, they got $10 million for each team up for grabs. They reckon it'll bring $50 million worth of money into the hybrid game, into a spectacle. And that means every player will get $600K, which isn't a bad effort. But the question is, would you like to see, as you say, the Australian Kangaroo team? We know how good they are. We look at the Queensland State of Origin team. But, like, the best of the best playing against the All Blacks. Because it'd be better than the Wallabies because we can't get near the All Blacks. Doesn't matter what we do, we cannot get near the All Blacks.
So how do we do it? Like, it's a mishmash of NRL and rah-rah.
Rugby, yeah, between rah-rah, rugby union, and also NRL. So, you know, like, if it was me, I'd love the All Blacks to go against the Woodies. The Woodies were great in tennis. Imagine a hybrid between, you know, the tennis and maybe rugby union or the awesome foursome. How good were they when they were running, up and running?
Oh, yes.
You know, they had the Golden Circle commercials. Or imagine them playing against our cricket team. A hybrid game of cricket and rugby union. And then they can face the Glenn McGraths and the Shane Warnes, the Steve Waugh, the Tubby Taylors. That would have been pretty good.
What if you combined heaps of sports in the one side against the All Blacks? So we just throw everything we've got at them.
Throw our best of the best.
The best of the best at them. So you have a team with, like, Wally Lewis, Rob DiCostella, JT, Steve Bradbury in case the others fall over, Kathy Freeman and Merv Hughes.
Yeah, that's what
we
need. Well, we've got to try and beat them somehow. And Grant Hackett and Favola can do the after party, the Mad Monday.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Very good.
Well, I did a spray on just the Kiwis, the All Blacks. It'd be great for the Aussies to beat them, but it'll take some taking or some beating because realistically, the Kiwis have only got one thing, and that is the All Blacks. If we start beating the All Blacks, we can't. We've got them covered in every direction.
Well, we've got a retort spray right back at you, buddy, from a Kiwi, Carl and Benoa.
No declaration should go without a response. So. It looked like Spider just took the opportunity to basically say we're good at one thing and Australians are good at everything else.
Pretty much,
I just want to clear that up. look at our women cricket team. We always hold our own. Our hockey teams hold their own. The New Zealand Breakers are leading the Australian Basketball League right now.
Correct.
Seven wins in a row, to be honest with you. Black Sox, world champions of softball, I don't know how many years.
Yeah,
the list goes on and on.
Carl, you've won a few Melbourne Cups and a few derbies.
Exactly. The list goes on. I haven't got time to recite it all.
You've pretty much
from bowls to rugby and everything in between, mate.
You've pretty much just covered every sport no one cares about other than rugby. So it doesn't matter about hockey.
You don't care about cricket. Australia.
Look at the Australian cricket side.
I hear every other day. Now you sound full of it, Spider. I thought I had more respect for you than that.
Here we go.
I tell you what, though, you are good with your lasagna top overs are one of the greatest.
Mate, here we go, beating you in the kitchen as well. But, carry on,
thanks. Carl, mate, the fact that you've sprayed him so well, I'm giving you a ticket to a day on the green with Living Ant, Spiderbait, Veruca Salt and more. Cerame Wines, Feb 25. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
Excellent. Brilliant.
Appreciate it.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.